This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden has signed a series of executive orders aimed at stemming the coronavirus pandemic in the United States, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The president's calling it a national emergency that should be treated as one, noting the pandemic's killed more Americans than World War II.
400,000. This is a wartime undertaking.
His actions are aimed at boosting vaccinations and testing, laying the groundwork for reopening schools and businesses, and mandating masks when Americans travel. At the same time, he's trying to manage expectations.
We're going to face setbacks.
Saying it will take months to turn around the mess, and the pandemic will get worse, with deaths perhaps hitting 500,000 next month. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. officials say President Joe Biden is proposing a five-year extension of a nuclear arms treaty with Russia. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki confirmed the proposed five-year extension.
The president has long been clear that the New START treaty is in the national security interests of the United States.
The New START treaty limits the U.S. and Russia to no more than 1,550 deployed nuclear warheads each.
New START is the only remaining treaty constraining Russian nuclear forces and is an anchor of strategic stability between our two countries.
And it's set to expire next month.
This extension makes even more sense when the relationship with Russia is adversarial, as it is at this time.
Russia has said for some time it would welcome an extension, while NATO's Secretary General is calling on the U.S. and Russia to extend the treaty and broaden it. Ben Thomas, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Congress has passed legislation clearing the way for Lloyd Austin to become Secretary of Defense. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The first legislation to hit President Joe Biden's desk is a measure granting retired General Lloyd Austin a waiver to serve as Secretary of Defense. The waiver was needed because Austin's retirement from the Army occurred inside the seven-year window that safeguards civilian leadership of the military. At his Senate confirmation hearing Tuesday, Austin said,
"If you confirm me, I am prepared to serve now as a civilian."
The Senate approved the waiver on a 69-27 tally moments after a lopsided 326-78 vote in the House. President Donald Trump's first defense secretary, Jim Mattis, received a similar waiver in 2017. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Iraqi officials are blaming the Islamic State group for two deadly bombings in Baghdad that left dozens of people dead and scores injured. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Suicide bombings have become rare in the Iraqi capital since Islamic State was defeated in 2017. But Iraqi authorities called it a terrorist incident. And the head of Iraq's civil defense said Islamic State could have been behind it. Iraq's military said two attackers wearing explosive vests blew themselves up among shoppers at a crowded market in Tehran Square. In central Baghdad, Islamic State militants remain in Iraq, waging an insurgency against Iraqi forces and attacking local officials in parts of the north. Government and military officials believe Islamic State is no longer capable of taking over significant territory, but expect it to continue to wage attacks that threaten Iraq's stability and security.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. A federal judge says Amazon will not be forced to immediately restore web service to the Parler social media app. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The federal judge in Seattle isn't dismissing Parler's claim that Amazon was wrong to kick it off of its web hosting service. But she says Parler failed to demonstrate a need for an immediate injunction to reestablish the site. Favored by President Trump supporters and right-wing groups, Parler sued, alleging Amazon breached its contract and abused its power. Amazon pulled the plug on Parler January 11th to block the posting of violent plans to disrupt the presidential transition. Amazon's accusing Parler of an unwillingness and inability to remove dangerous posts that had called for the rape, torture, and assassination of politicians, tech executives, and many others. I'm Jackie Quinn.
On Wall Street, stocks were mixed, with the Dow Jones Industrials down 0.04%, but the S&P up 0.03%, and the NASDAQ adding 0.55%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.